So what was your first impression of Jackson?
Well, the first impression was up on Togarty Pass. And boy, the view of the mountains was staggering. Just staggering to me. We're going to climb those? You know, man. And we sure got a feel of the people. So different from the East. In the East, you were always sort of being challenged or something. It was a suspicious environment that I grew up in. And here was a trusting environment. And that really impressed the living daylights out of me.
Did you come up with this idea yourself to ski the Grand?
It was just pushed along. And you're in an environment in with personalities that were encouraging. It was sort of expected. You keep going. I'd like to tell the story of being in the Shady Lady Bar at Snow King, and we're sitting around the table, and I'm saying the Grand could be skied, and they said, no, it's impossible. Couldn't be done, so I had to do it. That was the final straw. The next thing was to go do it. So basically I was alone, which is okay. I've only got myself to take care of here. And doing something that's that far out, I was happy to do by myself.
So what happened? You're on the top of the mountain.
Oh, on top?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the problems that you have. In those days, you didn't have plastic straps to hold on crampons. They were leather. You get to the top of the mountain, you have to take the crampons off. Now, getting the right one off, I have to do behind my back. Normally, you can just reach down, but I can't reach the foot to the fused hip. So I have to do this behind my back, and I find out the strap is frozen. Now, you have to warm up the hand and then unfreeze the strap and go back and forth that way half a dozen times. Finally, get the strap off. Now, you get the crampons off and you're on a crusted surface. And you can put on the downhill ski. Now, when you go to put on the uphill ski and you lean over and there is no flat ground, all you have is this rounded egg shape at the top of the mountain. You go down to put the other ski on, and the one that you're standing on starts to go forward around the egg. To get the second ski on was a real challenge. I mean, that's really difficult. Then skiing down, that's easy. Very tight in between the rocks off the summit. It's very narrow going on a hard crust, and just wonderful, fun skiing. I must say, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed fitting the skis through on that. I know I'm going to break through the crust at some point, who knows when. And when the skis do break through, I fall over downhill, and you roll over and get right back up again. It's a nonstop action, which I'm used to doing. No problem, zip right back up. And ski down Petzold Ridge, and it's narrowing. It's got a cornice on one side and rocks on the other. The snow is perfect. The skis are perfect. I mean, the whole thing is just, you know, how could it be any better? And then you go out on the east face. The east face, I know, is going to slide. The thing is to pick the exact place where the slide will break off. I had spotted just where I wanted to go on the way up, so it was a matter of cutting across and making sure it would slide. So I cut across, and boy, it slid just perfect. And you just back up a little and ski down where it had slid off. So all the snow had gone by the other guys down below waiting, and they figured I was in that. When I go down, I do the final bit through that narrow, steep, narrower than my skis were long. so you didn't have much room. Skiing through, and the tails of skis hit on a right-hand turn, hit the rocks. No great problem. But that was a really tricky thing to pull off. That's the big challenge. Skiing through there, I don't know many, if anybody, has since done it. They all rappel that. I didn't have a rope. I couldn't rappel it. I had to ski it. So ski down, pull up behind the other guys, and they weren't even looking. I pull up, where did you come from? The rest of the way down, wonderful adventure. Good corn snow, but a pretty bad runnel. Skiing across the runnel, I started a bit of a slide, and the other guys are down below me, so you roll over and put one ski tip in and bury it in the slide, and the slide stops, and that stops the avalanche from going.
So what happened when you were walking down the end of this?
Oh, on the trail down. Yeah, you get down on the trail, you came across a couple that were coming up, and yeah, they asked, where have you, you know, you've been skiing, yeah, so where did you ski up on the Grand Teton, for how high up from the top, how many times? You know, just once. Oh, that's too bad.
So, Bill, when you got back to the bar, the Shady Lady or wherever, then what?
No one would believe it. No one would believe it that night. So the next day I go up to the airport, and I could see the tracks from the airport. Without binoculars, I could see tracks up there. So I called up Ginny Heidi Cooper at the guide. And she said, stay right there, and I'll come up, and we'll go take a picture of it. And the picture's been a wonderful thing.
It's very elegant.
Yeah.